Some York Region teachers are asking school boards to back them up in protesting the new provincial policy that will reduce reporting of COVID-19 cases in schools. As students return to class for the first time in weeks today, Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association York Unit Acting President Michael Totten said teachers are concerned about the province reducing COVID-19 reporting and tracking. Public Health has indicated it is scaling back reporting of cases in schools, with a 30% class absenteeism threshold in classes before parent notification. As other school boards request the province to change the policy, Totten said they asked the York Catholic District School Board to do the same. "You're not going to know any longer how many COVID cases are in your school," he said. The hope is the Board of Trustees will share the same concerns we have. Some school boards, such as the Dufferin Peel Catholic, have written letters to the province asking for reopening protocol changes. The Durham District School Board and Toronto Catholic School Board are among those saying they would share data beyond what the province is requiring. But local boards have made no comments yet. York Catholic School Board Communications and Marketing Manager Marianne Gordon said they are following the Ministry of Education's direction on the matter. "We are in the midst of planning with our partners at York Region Public Health and the Ministry of Education. We hope to have more information for families and staff in the coming days and weeks," she said. Totten shared an email from YCDSB Board Chair Elizabeth Crow, who noted such a letter could only come from a board resolution, and their next meeting is January 25. Newmarket Today did not receive a reply from York Region District School Board, YRDSB, before publication deadline. In a January 14 message to families, YRDSB said it would be monitoring absences instead of COVID-19 cases as directed by the ministry, beginning January 24. "We remain committed to being transparent with our families and will ensure this information is accessible on the COVID-19 reporting page on our board website," the board said. The Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario, ETFO, is also calling for a return to monitoring and reporting of COVID-19 cases and outbreaks in schools, according to a new release. The union is also asking the province to ensure school communities are made aware of the cases and outbreaks, especially individuals who are close contacts. York Region's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Barry Pakes, told Regional Council last week that although public health is stepping back from tracking, screening and rapid tests should help keep schools safe. The province has also said it has invested millions into air filtration and other supports, including providing staff with N95 masks for additional protection. But Totten said there are other points of concern. He noted high school teachers would be monitoring unmasked students in large groups eating food in a cafeteria. "If you're closing restaurants because you don't want people in that proximity, how is it okay to let all those students be eating in one area?" he said. Totten said he hopes a unified voice from students, educators, and boards could lead the province to change direction on school COVID-19 case reporting. He added teachers want kids in schools, but also wish to ensure they are kept safe. "We all want to be in school. This is where kids thrive," Totten said. "Everyone needs to do their part to ensure that is the safest environment possible for the most vulnerable."